This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Meet Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. By the way, it's Big Ten Saturday night, Ohio State, Wisconsin. That'll be on NBC and Peacock. Here comes Saturday night, presented by Discover. Meet Friday, in case you're wondering, and I know you are, what's on the menu? Not your mama's meatloaf. I don't know exactly what that is. It's good that it's not my mama's meatloaf because I didn't like my mom's meatloaf. Smoked porterhouse steaks, Portuguese hot sausages, chips, and guac. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Absolutely nobody. All right. Poll question for the final hour is going to be what, Seton O'Connor? We'll talk to Bryan Cranston, the great actor, played Walter White on Breaking Bad.
Even he doesn't have it better than us.
He showed up at Drake's birthday party, surprise birthday party, and he was the bartender. Now, I know that he has a tequila or mezcal company with Aaron Paul, and they showed up. They were the surprise guest bartenders at Drake's surprise party. Yes, Seton.
Poll question results, Dan, from hour two we put up there. If you could only pick one, who would you pick to get a ring this year?
Okay.
Your options were the Celtics, the Bucks, the Nuggets, and the Suns.
Okay.
Want to guess?
Bucks.
Yeah, recency bias. They got 44% of the vote. You know, guess who is in last place out of the Celtics, Nuggets, Suns?
Nuggets.
Suns.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Nuggets are in second, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not sure what they have against the Suns.
Some people are referring to the East Coast bias with the Bucks, which I'm not sure how that works. It's, maybe it's more East than other teams, but I wouldn't exactly put them on the East Coast.
Yeah, I would think Milwaukee is Midwest. You never hear about the Midwest bias, do you?
Oh, it exists.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Dame scored 39, Bucks season opening win against Philadelphia. Philadelphia without James Harden. The Lakers beat the Suns. The Suns didn't have their backcourt. I mean, they had five guys on the floor, but it wasn't five against three. LeBron had 21, including 10 in the fourth quarter. Let's see. World Series, Diamondbacks and the Rangers. That'll be game one coming up tonight. It does feel like more of a local market versus local market World Series. And I'm sure that they'll be very passionate in Arizona and Texas with the Rangers and the Diamondbacks. But do you have the national stars that people are going to tune in for? The biggest name in the series is Max Scherzer. And if you're a local fan, you don't care. You're going to be watching. But if you're a baseball fan, are you going to tune in? Who are you tuning in to see? Or do you just tune in because you do it every year, no matter who's playing? I'm sure the ratings will be a big topic when this is all said and done. It won't be pretty. But, you know, sometimes you get those great surprises where you go, wow, this has been an unbelievable series. And hopefully we have that. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dp-show. Stat of the day brought to you as always by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Buffalo Bills, I don't want to say they handled the Buccaneers. They beat the Buccaneers. When they were up 24-10, they were handling the Buccaneers. And then the Buccaneers went on a 95-yard drive and a two-point conversion. It was 24-18, and then had a chance to actually win the game. Buffalo is now 5-3. Okay. It's sort of a, okay, 5-3. Year ago, they were 6-3. So were the Jets at 6-3. But Buffalo now 5-3. Michigan reportedly has the NCAA in town. what did you prepare for us? Yeah. Hey, we're here. Do they all go to Jim Harbaugh's house? Like, hey, Jim, like, go into the athletic director's house. Hey, come on in, guys. If I would have known you were coming, I would have prepared something nicer for you.
A pre-Thanksgiving dinner for them.
Thank you, Tom. See, we talked about college football, some of the must-win games this weekend. Oregon and Utah is spicy. For some reason, I like Kansas and Oklahoma. And then with the NFL, it's another week, and it's the same topic. It's Deshaun Watson. Because Deshaun Watson is not going to play. We don't know why he's not playing. Medically cleared, but here's Deshaun Watson being asked about why isn't he playing.
Deshaun. In general right now, I hear speculation. I see things written that perhaps that you don't want to play.
I wouldn't ever want to play. I just worked my ass off for 2 years to get back to playing. So why wouldn't I want to play? This is what I've been doing since I was 6 years old. So why wouldn't I want to play? I see the same things. I see all the narratives, this, that, the third. I mean, all that stuff is just trying to call controversy and commotion.
Okay. You chose not to play when you were with the Texans, right? He was medically cleared. Chose not to play. Texans didn't play him. NFL didn't mind that he wasn't playing. So there is some history here that you chose not to play when you were, you know, physically ready to play, medically cleared. You just didn't want to play. They didn't want you out there, and the NFL didn't mind that you weren't out there. Do I think he's got an injury? Yes. But you can't have – the Browns brought this on because when your head coach goes, you have to ask him. He chose not to play. Medically cleared. Okay, that doesn't happen. You're always on the same page. Always. Unless you're not and you don't want to be on the same page. But Deshaun Watson, are you medically cleared? Yes, you were medically cleared. Now, that doesn't mean that you're not feeling pain. Can you play through the pain? A lot of guys are medically cleared. A lot of guys aren't medically cleared, but they still get out there. With Deshaun Watson and the shoulder, how about you tell your team doctor and head coach not to say that you're medically cleared? If you want to say shoulder's still banged up, okay. Still banged up, and maybe it's a legitimate injury, and it probably is. But this was created because the coach made it seem like Deshaun Watson didn't want to play. Yes, Tom.
When someone says, why wouldn't I want to something, or who wouldn't want to, you got to watch out for those people.
Thank you, Tom. Do we have a different poll question for the final hour, Seton?
Yeah. Okay. Here's one that Todd sent in earlier this morning. Do you still dress up for Halloween? Of course, I'm still a kid at heart, or my costume wearing days are over. He put in something else that I'm not going to say.
Okay. But if you dress up when people come over, when kids come over for trick-or-treating, is that what we're talking about?
Well, that's what I do. I still dress up when, like, on Halloween night giving out candy, I put on a costume.
Okay.
Because it's like, to me, it's part of the experience.
Okay.
So I've basically been the dad from Beetlejuice for the last handful of years.
Okay. Okay. Yes, Todd.
Will you not go to a Halloween party if it's required to wear a costume? Like, I want to see all those people, but if they're going to make me wear a costume, then I'm out.
No, I would not go to a party that I was required. Plus, have you seen some of the outfits that people wear? It's like your alter ego. Like, hey, this isn't, you know, who I really am as I wear my fishnets. Now I'm talking about the women. I'm not talking about the guys.
Glad you cleared that up. Yeah.
Yes, Paul.
I get, you know, we always go to the Halloween parties, and I've given no effort whatsoever outfit ready to go. I have a referee outfit. It's basically black pants, the striped referee shirt, and a whistle. Mm. It takes zero effort to pop that on, and I get no credit for it at all. But it's a good backup plan.
Mm. Well, you didn't really do anything. You don't get credit because...
I get to go to the party, and have beer and food, but I didn't do anything to really deserve it.
Oh, so you want credit for not doing anything, but you still get to enjoy the party.
I want to be able to attend the party without giving any thought to the outfit.
Marvin, what about you?
Yeah, I'll still dress up.
Like what?
It's like a family costume.
A family costume? What does that mean?
Yeah, one year we went as, all three of us went as Michael Jackson, but three different Michael Jacksons.
Oh.
And so my wife was Thriller Mike, I was Off the Wall Mike, and my son was Bad Mike. It was all different complexions. And I was like, on brand. So.
Yes, okay. All right. Yes.
I think it's okay to wear a light costume. Like, you don't want to be uncomfortable and hot and you got makeup on all over yourself or you're wearing a mask. If you could wear something, like throw a cowboy hat on and a little holster with like a fake pistol and boots, and, you know, then you could have fun and you're just not encumbered all night by stuff all over.
But don't you have that outfit already?
Exactly. That makes it even better. I don't have to spend any extra money and I just throw that on. Here I am. I'm a cowboy.
Okay.
Where's the food?
But aren't you kind of dressing for Halloween every day?
You know what? I can't argue that. I'd say at least three of the 5 days, if not four, I'm dressed in some type of costume.
And you got your Russell Wilson t-shirt on today.
Danger Rush shirt.
Danger Rush.
Here come the Chiefs. Let's go. It's Chief Week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you call it Chief Week? They lost to them 17 times.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Chief Week.
Nah, probably not.
No. Some phone calls in here. Let me see. Randy in Idaho. Hi, Randy. What's on your mind today?
Dan, I love your show. Hall of Fame trivia. Hopefully you guys are smarter than those three guys on Pemberty.
Okay.
The Royals have drafted three Hall of Famers. Can you name them? And this is a trick question.
The Kansas City Royals?
Correct.
Okay. So the Kansas City Royals have drafted three Hall of Famers. So George Brett is one.
Correct.
Okay.
Your hint, the other two are not in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Okay. So Bo Jackson is not a Hall of Famer. So I drafted. What sport did they play?
Football.
Football.
So drafted. One you're a big fan of.
Okay. Drafted by the Kansas City Royals. Dan Marino.
That is one. That's the friend of the show.
Okay.
That's a great pull.
Thank you. Any hint on the last one?
Well, my hint will give it away. You view him as one of the greatest at his position.
I don't know if that gives it away with football. The greatest one of the, what?
Pitcher, University of Stanford.
Oh, John Elway?
Correct.
I thought he was drafted by the Yankees.
He was drafted by the Royals out of high school.
Oh, got me there. Okay. Well, thank you, Randy. Yeah. Yeah, Paul?
Yeah, confirmed. Elway, Kansas City Royals, 18th round of the 79 draft. And then in the 81 draft, he was drafted by the Yankees out of Stanford.
They drafted Dan Marino, and they drafted John Elway. Baseball. That's pretty good. Brian in South Carolina. Hi, Brian. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I just wanted to tell you, we've been watching your show for years, and at this point, me and my wife think there's a conspiracy theory on how you guys haven't won sports Emmy. I think you have the best content, that you entertain us, inform us, and she'll be in the kitchen and then hearing you on the back on Peacock, and she'll just be like, did they win the sports Emmy yet?
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I still don't know what's going on there.
Well, thank you, though, Brian. We have 4 years to try to win one of these sports Emmys before we call it quits. And I don't know if we play on the sympathy vote, and I guess if we could get one, would you guys accept it if we won a sympathy sports Emmy? I don't know how we would know. I mean, I would know. Todd?
Like one of these, like, lifetime achievement kind of things?
No, I don't want a lifetime achievement.
I would accept the sympathy one.
You would.
Yeah.
Seton, sympathy sports Emmy.
Yeah, I'll take any sports Emmy that they want to give us, but I think those days have passed.
Like, even when they're up there and the winner is, and, of course, you know, we feel bad for them because Dan is calling it a career, the Dan Patrick Show.
Even if they said they created a category called like best daily Dan Patrick show, and then we were the only ones and won it, I would get up there and be like, ha ha ha, yes.
What if we lost with somebody who imitates our show?
Again?
Yeah. Yes, Paul. No names. Come on.
Okay. I think we have a better chance this year because you announced your 4.5-year retirement this year, and people may be thinking, the voters, that you're retiring this year. They didn't read all the details.
Yeah. Okay.
The worst would be to win it the last year on the air, after we go off air, so we can't be in that Monday to stick it to all the people and say, I told you so.
But we would be able to go to the award ceremony.
Right.
And then we could all say, yeah,
yeah,
suck it, back row. Yes, Todd.
But you want the opportunity to go back to back.
No. No.
You don't want to end that very last year.
No.
There's that chance.
No. No. We're the 85 Bears. We're going to win one and that's it. I'm also wondering, we've been joking, Marvin and I, about, you know, retiring jerseys. Which team would be in the worst shape from the standpoint of, at some point over the next 60, 70 years, if, you know, the planet still exists, are you going to run out of jerseys? And then do you get into the Ring of Honor situation where you can kind of circumvent retiring a jersey? Hey, you're in the Ring of Honor. Although Jimmy Johnson, 60 years from now, probably won't be in the Ring of Honor with the Dallas Cowboys. Yes, Paul.
The Chicago Bears and the New York Football Giants each have 14 retired numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And how many active players do you have on a Sunday? Is it 48?
53, is that right?
So let's say the universe lasts another 2,000 years, right? If you think about it, the Bears have retired...
I'm going to go under.
Okay, let's say it's 1,000.
Okay.
But the Bears have retired 14 numbers in 110 years.
Yeah, but they're not any good. They won't be any good in 1,000 years from now. They won't be retiring. If they win one more Super Bowl...
In 1,000 years?
Yes.
You got the over?
I got the under. I don't think they're going to.
Checking.
But they retired a lot of numbers, I'm guessing, when they won the Super Bowl. So as long as they don't win another Super Bowl, you don't have to worry about it. But the Yankees, they got a lot of jerseys retired. I'm guessing the Yankees have more jerseys retired than anybody else. That sound about right? And then do you do a Ring of Honor instead? Because the Cowboys retire jerseys, but then they also have the Ring of Honor. And does your jersey get retired with the Ring of Honor? The Yankees have 21 jerseys, numbers retired.
Correct.
But not Alex Rodriguez's. I think he, didn't he say publicly he was surprised and or disappointed that his jersey wasn't retired?
I thought that was an Onion article.
No, no. Yes, Todd?
I'm looking at something that says the Celtics have 24 retired numbers.
Jason Tatum probably gets his jersey retired.
I wonder what the shortest amount of time somebody was there for that.
I don't know. Yes, Marv.
I'm going to go Kevin Garnett.
6 years?
That's the shortest amount of time that somebody has played and then retired to get their jersey retired. Oh.
For the Celtics, so I'm double-checking.
Okay. We'll check in with Bryan Cranston. He showed up for Drake's surprise birthday party, and he was the bartender, along with his sidekick, Aaron Paul, probably serving up their mezcal. But we'll talk to Brian. Been a while since we've had him on. More phone calls coming up on this Meet Friday. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. So many great memories. What are you doing with them? Collecting dust? They fading away? Nobody to share them with? That's where Legacy Box comes in. 4x6 photo Legacy Box. Today only, Dan Patrick Show listeners get VIP access. This is an incredible deal. They will professionally scan your photos for as low as 7 cents per photo. So that's 76% less than what other brands charge. They've been doing this for over a decade. They've done it for over 1 million families. Visit legacybox.com/Patrick. You'll get 200 photos scanned starting at just $19.95. And don't forget, Legacy Box also digitizes over 15 types of analog media. So this can be 8mm film reels. It can be VHS. It can be photos. Make sure that time doesn't fade away, those precious photographs and other memories. Take advantage of this exclusive offer, the new Photo Legacy Box today, and preserve your past for as low as 7 cents a photo. Go to legacybox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Paulie crying right now. Eddie Vedder singing about his Cubs.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
I'm not crying. This story says 23 Celtic jerseys retired. Is that right, Todd?
Yes, I saw one story that said 24, and then I saw something from Boston.com, and I'll trust Boston.com, says 23 jerseys.
Okay, they've been around 73 years. You've retired 23 jerseys. But they had all that success. You're not going to have that kind of success the way they did, because nobody was leaving the Celtics when Russell was there. And even Bird with Parrish and McHale. Yes, Pauline?
I have a retired numbers question before we get to the great actor Bryan Cranston.
Oh,
this
okay.
is for the room, and you could think about it or save it. Let's imagine we took active actors worldwide.
Active actors?
Yes, not from the way back past.
Okay.
If you had to retire one jersey of a male and female actor, like first person in the Hall of Fame or retired jerseys.
Like Tom Cruise and Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, those are good because Tom Cruise is both a serious actor and a financially successful actor.
Okay.
And Meryl Streep might be, you know, GOAT status.
Todd, do you have one?
I'm going to go Bryan Cranston and Zsa Zsa Gabor.
No, Zsa Zsa Gabor is dead. So you didn't
listen. Yeah, living. That's true.
Yeah. Can anything ever be serious with you?
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay. Yes, Paul.
But Daniel Day-Lewis, maybe not as successful as Tom Cruise.
He's retired.
But I would say active as far as he's alive.
Now it's alive.
I guess that's what I meant. Okay. Daniel Day-Lewis is close.
Seton, do you have one?
I just like that Daniel Day-Lewis took some time off and went to like move to Italy to be a cobbler or something, which sounded like he was doing research for a movie, but yes. I don't know that he actually did, but yeah. he just I'm just going to check out for a while and go make shoes or something.
Marvin, do you have?
I'm going to go Samuel L. Jackson and Julia Roberts.
Okay. Let's bring in Bryan Cranston, great actor, filmmaker, Malcolm in the Middle, Breaking Bad, Broadway. He's done it all. Whose jersey are you retiring? Actor and actress?
Wow. I actually, Daniel Day-Lewis is a good call, but when he went off, I thought he was going to become peach cobbler. Like, that would be something tasty.
He's a good enough actor to actually become peach cobbler.
You could actually taste his work.
Have you met Daniel Day-Lewis?
I did. I met him. We met standing next to each other in the bathroom at the urinals.
Okay.
Which is an interesting place to meet someone because you don't want to make eye contact. You're not going to shake hands. You just kind of give each other a look and then wait until your business is done and then get out there and then you talk outside.
What event were you at?
It was the AFI Awards where they award the 10 best television shows and the 10 best movies on any given year. And he was there for Phantom Thread, the last film that he was doing. Phenomenal actor and a sweet guy, a very, very sweet guy who stays in character his entire run of the shoot. So when he was doing Lincoln, all the other actors would say, "Good morning, Mr. President. How are you, Mr. President?" "Good morning, Mr." And he would stay in character all the time. And I thought, that's interesting. So he stays in character as a character that was 165 years ago or whatever. But so he's at the craft service tables. And, "Mr. President, your bagel just popped up from the toaster. It looks ready."
Could you have stayed in character with either Hal with Malcolm in the Middle or Walter White Breaking Bad?
No. No.
Why?
Because it's too much energy. You got to take your breaks, and so do actors. I mean, if you try to sustain a level of energy all the way through, I'd be exhausted after the first 3 hours, and you wouldn't be able to perform then. You know, you got to have the breaks.
Well, I would think with Breaking Bad, it was so serious, and there's a lot of bad things that happen. Whereas on Malcolm in the Middle, you've got to be a kid the entire time.
It still takes a tremendous amount of energy. Yeah, I mean, it's not like sitting behind a microphone.
Yeah,
That's you use up mental energy.
Yes, I do.
You got to burn the oil that way.
Have you ever seen me in any of the movies that I've been in? Films?
You were in Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. Quite a few of them.
Yeah.
20 of them.
You have a very easy touch. You ease into those roles and it feels natural. And that's the hardest thing to do, by the way. You're doing something that is unnatural because there's cameras around, there's people around, you're saying specific things and they say, "Go, do it right now." And you have to do it over and over and over again. And you have to seem as natural as possible. And you do quite a good job.
Well, they called me Daniel Day Patrick when I was on set with Sandler, just to let you know. But I haven't done like a nude scene or a sex scene. You've been involved in those. How much more acting is it when, let's say, it's a serious scene where somebody dies as opposed to you're having a sex scene?
Well, it's then more emotional, isn't it? If you're doing something where you're finding the depths of pain or anguish, that's tremendously exhausting. Mm-hmm. Because again, you're doing it over and over again. Now, when I do Broadway, it's even harder when you're on stage, because if a play is well written, in every single part of that play, you have some kind of emotional content to it. So instead of one day, oh, I have an emotional day on a movie, when you do a play, it's every day. You're every single day, you've got to muster up that energy to go through that gauntlet.
Have you met Meryl Streep?
Oh, yeah.
And?
Yeah, she's, you know what I got to say, in the 45 years that I've been working, there's probably, it's probably three or four people I really would not want to work with again. So I really love the people I work with and the people I've met. You know, Daniel Day-Lewis was sweet and unassuming and kind and rather shy. Meryl is fun-loving, and she's got a bright spirit about her. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. There's a lot of people that I cherish working with and look forward to again.
My youngest daughter says that I remind her of Steve Martin in how I in how I look.
Yeah, there's a Steve Martin essence to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, there is. That's not the first time you've heard it.
No, I had an Uber driver saying that he was surprised that I took an Uber and I go, "Who do you think I am?" And he goes, Are you playing me? And I go, "No." And he goes, "You're in that murder in the building thing." And I go, "Oh, I'm not Steve Martin." He goes, "Okay, sure." You're like, "Sure you weren't," or something like that.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm not him, but he didn't believe me.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, we were going to have Brian on because things are a little tough in Hollywood, and he's picking up a side gig as a bartender and got hired by Drake, and you were the a guest bartender at a surprise party for the legendary musician entertainer Drake. How did that come about?
Well, a friend of ours, a restaurateur named Dave Gruttman, who owns a bunch of restaurants down in throughout the country, he said, "Are you guys available Monday?" And we really weren't. We had to cancel a couple things around. We said, "Why?" He says, "Because at one of my restaurants, we're going to have Drake and his whole party. It's a very intimate party. And it'd be fun if you guys came over and, you know, bartended and made Dos Hombres Mezcal cocktails and for Drake and his friends." And it's like, "Yeah, I think we got to do that. I think we got to do that." So we kind of shifted things around. We flew into Miami. This was just last Monday. And it was a fun night. It was a fun night. We're making Negronis and old fashions, mezcal, and it was fun to see him. And what a sweet guy! Talk about a different persona on stage as off. And I always look for that, and I always respect and admire when I see someone who is able to allow themselves to be seen in a calm, not performance mode kind of way. And Drake was just really a cool dude, you know, really fun.
How was the house?
Well, it wasn't, I mean, how many people, or do you mean the venue itself? It was a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
It was one of the Dave Gruttman's restaurants, and they just had opened. Beautiful.
Who were the other celebrities there?
Oh, God. I knew you were going to ask me that. I was busy working. You know, someone's got to just get their heads down and put the ice in the well.
So you did not know the other people there, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not good at that. You know, you know, we're about the same age, and it's like, I knew Drake, and I know some of his songs, you know, and one of the songs we were singing, and it's like, one of the lyrics of the song goes like, I live for the nights I won't remember with the people that I won't forget. You know, and it's like it's cool, and so it was a lot of fun. We danced. There was a lot of good food, and it was just really chilled because it wasn't overcrowded. It was very private. It was just his invited guests.
But he knew who you were. Like when he first saw. Okay.
Yeah, he's a big Breaking Bad fan. So it was fun to, and he didn't know we were coming. So we were behind the bar serving drinks, and someone guided him up to the bar, and we just said, you know, what can I get you, sir? And he went, ah!
but you're there with Aaron Paul, who was Jesse Pinkman. So you two travel. I hear you guys are cleaning Snoop Dogg's pool this weekend too. So you guys can be hired out, which is pretty awesome. When are you getting back to work, by the way?
Yeah, we're hoping. We're very happy that the studios have agreed to sit down with us again to talk with our negotiating committee. And they're doing a terrific job. It's very difficult. The conversation is not easy to have. It's been over 100 days now, but we need to maintain that strength and unity, because what we're trying to accomplish is a living wage for the working actor. And as of right now, that is not happening, because of the streaming platforms have diminished an actor's ability to make a living.
Yeah.
It really has. There were revenue streams that were available to an actor before, and you needed all of them collectively to be able to just make a living. And that has all dwindled away. So we have to get it back to secure an actor's ability to make it a fine and decent living.
Great to talk to you as always. And hopefully this gets settled here soon. And
we're hoping.
Yeah. And good luck with the mezcal.
Thanks, DP.
Thank you, buddy. That's Bryan Cranston, actor, filmmaker, Breaking Bad, Malcolm in the Middle, and has a Dos Hombres mezcal that he sent to us. Very tasty, by the way. Not during the show. We don't have. I mean, it's tasty during the show, but we don't have it during the show. Yes, Pauline.
I think if I were urinating next to Daniel Day-Lewis, I would get quite nervous. I would avoid eye contact. Now,
really?
I'm not famous. Yeah, I'm not famous like Bryan Cranston, but if I saw someone like Daniel Day-Lewis has a reputation, we don't know him, but like, I don't want to bother that guy.
But is he in character when he goes to take a leak?
Like Lincoln?
I don't know. That would be a little annoying after a while.
4 score and 7 urinals ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, well,
I don't know. I'd have a problem with that.
You would have to be
where you're in character all the time.
You would have to be the star, like, to get away with that. You couldn't be like a mid-level star.
But that has to be exhausting, where you're going to be Abe Lincoln for 4 months. Yes, Todd.
Well, like a Liam Neeson, I'm going to flush the toilet, I'm going to wash my hands, and I will see you outside.
Thank you, Todd. All right. It's Traeger time. Traeger time. We'll take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, you'll be able to see the Feast of Resistance that we've created here. And we're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests. And in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Friday. Meat Friday. Good stuff. Not your mama's meatloaf. Smoked porterhouse steaks, Portuguese hot sausages, and chips and guac. Also a Halloween cake. I think it's a cake. Might be a pie-ish, but looks good. Tyler did a wonderful job there. All right, we'll get some phone calls here. What will be the lead story on Monday? We'll have that for you coming up. Most watchable, least watchable NFL game. We'll have that for you as well. Brandy in Iowa. Hi, Brandy. Welcome back.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just an update. It's been a while. Thanks to your show and recommendations, our youngest son recently transferred this fall to Crappensburg State.
Oh, nice.
Very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was looking to join a fraternity as he was in his other college, and I'm proud to announce that he has been accepted at the top fraternity at Crappensburg State. He's now a fraternity brother at I Crappalotta.
Okay, all right, thank you. Thank you, Brandy. Big wine up there. Crappensburg State t-shirts available, Crappensburg State bumper stickers, and also I think coffee mugs are available. Ryan in Virginia. Hi, Ryan.
How's it going, Dan?
Hey, Ryan.
I just wanted to reach out and just shout out my Virginia Tech Hokies last night. The environment was incredible. We had parachuters coming in the stadium. We had Michael Myers in the stands. We had turkey legs flowing, and we blew out Cuse. So I was loving it.
All right. Well, congratulations, Ryan. Yeah, it's one of those that I started watching, and it was like 10-3, and then it was 20-3, and I said, see ya, and I checked out. Let's see. Most watchable, least watchable game. Paulie, I'll start with you, kind of set the table here.
This one is important for both teams and curious because of the quarterback situation. Bengals at 49ers, pretty saucy for both.
Okay.
And least watchable... Oh, man.
Because the Texans against the Panthers is interesting. It's the top two draft picks.
Like Saints-Colts, I think I'm going to do something else if that's on my TV.
Yeah, but I might tune in to see if Derek Carr yells at anybody.
Yeah?
Like he's spirited out there.
What about Chiefs-Broncos for a little bit? No?
Oh, yeah, I'm all in on that. Absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if the Broncos won.
There you go.
yes.
If Texans Panthers was week one, I would be like, yeah, draft picks.
You're right.
0-6 Panthers. I feel like we kind of know how this one worked out this season.
That game at Carolina?
It is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. About first win for Bryce Young in the NFL? Anybody? Anybody have any other suggestions? Yes, Todd.
I think the Jaguars Steelers is kind of juicy for a very watchable
game. I do too.
Game.
I do too.
And Atlanta, Tennessee doesn't do a whole lot.
No, it does not. No, it does not. What's the lead on Monday? What's the headline, Todd?
Good night, Rangers. Diamondbacks mess with Texas. Playoff of Night Ranger.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the lead. That's not.
What if they beat him 10-1 and 13-3 in Texas?
No,
still not the league.
No, it's not. They beat him like 32-6. Then maybe
32-6. That's asking a lot.
Yeah, it is.
The offense.
Yeah, but it won't be the lead. Marvin, do you have a lead story on Monday? And if so, what would it be?
Push this. Commanders beat the Eagles.
Oh, okay. Seton O'Connor, what's the headline on Monday?
Michigan's in big trouble.
That might be the headline every day.
That's the headline.
Pauling.
Yeah, a Michigan development could be. If the Chargers somehow lose to the Bears on national TV, it'll be so fresh because it's a Sunday night game.
Mm.
Their coach is in a lot of trouble if they lose to them on national TV.
But that's in L.A., isn't it?
Yeah, which means they shouldn't lose.
Okay.
For many reasons.
And Justin Fields isn't starting.
No. And they still are the Bears.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
It's still going to be a neutral site game, so it doesn't even matter.
Wow. How about that shot?
It's not even a shot. It's just facts.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Final results of the poll question, Seton, or did I already ask that?
No, you know what? We put up one about if you still dress for Halloween, and your options were, of course, and of course not. The percentage of our audience, Dan, that still dresses.
Still dressing up?
Of course, 21% still dress. All right.
All right.
That's higher than I thought it was going to be.
Hugo in Phoenix. Hi, Hugo. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. 59174. So, Dan, the reason I'm calling is I was on a work trip from Columbus to Cleveland the other day, and I was listening to that interview with Robert Horry. And I was listening to the lead up of how you guys were trying to figure out how you guys were going to ask him if he was a Hall of Famer. And I was really, really impressed by your interview. It was almost like a boxing match and how you were setting it up. And I remember thinking like, oh, he just mentioned Shaquille O'Neal. Now he asked him how he was to play with Shaquille O'Neal. And then you set him up with, did you hear what Shaquille O'Neal said about your Hall of Fame career? And I just thought it was brilliant. I was really impressed by it, and that is why you are who you are. So I just wanted to give you props, and it was pretty amazing to hear that interview.
Thank you. Thank you, Hugo. I certainly don't get credit inside this room, but it's nice that people outside of it, nice to say something about my career as it winds down.
You do a pretty good job with that interview.
Todd never says great show unless I say to Todd, hey, Todd, great show. Never.
I'm just a very selfish guy.
And we've been together for 20 years, correct?
Like 21 and a half.
21 and a half. Yes, Paulie.
And it's been a couple of years since you've told Todd, great show.
True, but I have told Todd, great show.
Okay.
You know who is making a run at most valuable backroom guy? Ray.
Picture Day Ray.
Picture Day Ray. Now he is serving hot dogs and sausages. We got a snow cone machine.
That's how you get ahead in this industry.
Taquitos.
Yes, taquitos today. Picture Day Ray. He also produces the Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. You know, and Rob, who does a great job. Rob, if he didn't talk about the Knicks or the Jets, and if he cooks something, he does a great job of the newsletter. But, you know, he's losing the most valuable backroom guy. Yes, Seton.
And now Rob, unfortunately, is now that Ray has a new station since he's opened up the convenience store.
Yeah.
Rob is all by himself in that room, except for when Weeks decides to stroll through.
Yeah. They don't stay in there long with Rob.
No.
Because you're going to find out about the Knicks free throw shooting percentage. Yes, Tom.
And Ray's been pretending like he's at the ballpark. Hey, hot dogs. No coats.
Come on,
like
get out of here.
I'm hearing rumors of a Yelp review to come soon.
We're going to have a Yelp review of our convenience store. What We Learned brought to you by Traeger Grills. They have the ease and convenience to make a great, great feast. Flat Rock Flat Top Grill is awesome. Traeger.com. You're going to save if you're a member of the military or first responders. Traeger brings people together for unforgettable memories and meals. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's a pleasure to serve you. We'll talk to you Monday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.